very interesting Rashi in the end of this week's parasha. The end of this week's parasha is the parasha of the Mila of Avraham Avinu. Hishalech lefonai vehei etomim. So Rashi says, two pshatim in tomim. One pshat Rashi says is, dover acha vehei etomim. Very interesting Rashi. Says Rashi, achshov atachosor chamisha evorim. Right now you're missing chamisha evorim. Two eyes, two ears, Veresha Gvia, the Makam Habris. Oisif Lacha, Ois Al Shimcha, Viyu, Minyan, Ois Yasecha, Rimach. Very interesting Rashi. Halloy, the Abishta changed his name to Avram. So Rashi says that why is it called Tomim? They exchange Rashi. Leikori oyde shimcha Avram. Hakadosh Baruch Hu added on the hay. The hay brought the gematria of Avram to Remach, or Remach Evorim, 248. He was 243. Hakadosh Baruch Hu added on the hay and became 248. Because Avram Avinu was missing five Evorim, his eyes, his ears, and the Makom HaBris. Now, first of all, one thing at a time. This Rashi is quoting a Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara says in Nedarim, Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Omar Rami Bachoma, Ksiv Avram, Viksiv Avram. Avram is Begematria. Says the Gemara, I'm reading a Gemara. Betchila him lichoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Masayim v'Aboim v'Sholosh Evarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruled over 243 Evarim of Avram Avinu, that's Avram. Ula besoiv him lichoy al masayim v'abon v'shmoy ne'evorim. Eluay, shtei naim, shtei oznaim, v'rosh ha'gviya. Listen to the significance of this Gemara. Avram Avinu's name changed from Avram to Avram. Says the Gemara in the Dorm of Lamed Beis, what's the significance of this name change? The significance of name change is that Avram is 243. There were five Evorim out of the Ramach Evorim, the 248, that he wasn't shailed on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't rule over. What are they? Eyes, ears, and the Makom HaBris. Rashi says, Einayim va'oznav shal adam eina bereshusay. They're not in the person's rishus. The eyes here see, and the ears here, and the Makom HaBris has typhus. So they're not in your rishus. Says the Gemara in the Dorim, that you have the ability to rule over 243. Your eyes and your ears and your makom habris. The Eibishter they gave Avram another hay. He got to 248. And now he was mamluch of everything. In parentheses, it's very important to know that stating this Gemara that the significance of Avram Avinu, we know, is chesed and amunah. The significance of Avram Avinu was that he had self-control. Right? That we don't want to hear about that part. Your P1A, yeah, you came home with the tent with the four doors. You guys also had a P1A? They have it here also. It's made in the same North Korean concentration camp where they have these, they cut out the corners for the little Jewish boys who can't seem to get the scissors straight. When I was a kid, the doors on the four corners of the tent, they were not cut out. We did it ourselves. And then we stayed. Today it comes cut out already. What the kids do, they glue on some of these wedding boards. So that we like that part of our Avinu, and the part of our Avinu that went around telling everybody is an Eibishter, we like that also. The Gemara says that the essence of Avraham Avinu was that he ruled over his body. And I'm sorry to bust the bubble. He had self-control. And he brought himself to the Dargah of 243. And the Sfasemer speaks out, this week's parasha, if you get the 243, the Eberstein gives the other five as a present. That's the essence of Avram. Fine. Ad kan the Gemara Nedarim. So the Rashi over here in Lech Lecha, I don't know if the got it till the end yet, Rashi over here says, that's what it means, Tomim. You're going to be Tomim, you're going to be complete. You're going to have all the Ramach Avram. Rashi's quoted the fancy art school, Chumash over here brings down the Gemara Nedarim. So the obvious question is, what's the obvious question? What's it doing in the Rashi? What's it doing over here in Mila? It's a nice vertel. It's a Gemara Nedarim. What's it doing in the Pasuk of Mila? The Pasuk's talking about Bris Mila, right? The Pasuk's talking about Bris Mila. What's Rashi bringing down this drush over here for? 248. Okay, so it's the word Tom, it means complete. What's the Shechus to Bris Mila? So it's a Mari de Gazach. I saw the Marshoyas Takasha. Marshoyas in the Dharma, that Gemara is Takasha. Yeah, Meister. Marshoyas says, what's it doing in this Rashi over here? What's it do with Mila? And Marshoyas explains. And he says a big secret. Dr. Marshaw, there's two Marshaws over here. One's on the base on Med Aleph, one's on the base on Med Beis. Marshaw says as follows. He says, Tmimus means that a person was misakin his midas. He says that till Avram Avinu had the Mila, his midas were not in good shape. Says the Mashal, why? Zokter Azay, who brings down this Gemara of the five. Second, small letters. Here it is. It says like this: Hamila mashlemes ha'adam b'mailos hasichlios. Mila causes a person to access his seichel. Hearing and seeing. He says that this that Avraham Avinu got a shlita on the five difficult senses, the eyes, the ears, and the makom habris, was because Ayyadei the Bris Mila, Avram Avinu's Seichel got strengthened. I'll explain what he means. The Ramban, Rabbeinu Bachai, in this week's parasha speak out that the Mila is coming to calm down the most powerful taiva that a person has. And that's why it's the Makom HaBris. The significance of calming down a taiva means that I'm going to take a drive that the body has and I'm going to use my Seichel to channel it in the right way. That's the meeting point of Das with Guf. The ultimate meeting point of Seichel, Chochma, Emes, and the drives of the body is in the Bris Mila. Says the Marshal that Ayidei the Bris Mila, Avraham Avinu went over from a place of living blind drives into a place of Sichlius where the Seichel governed him. So the minute that he had the Chais and Bris Kodesh on his body, that's the shlita of Seichel over the guf. And Mimela, he was given the control of the five Eivorim that we don't have control over. Because even the Seichel is hard to control these blind, powerful drives. And the Marshal fears eyes, and that's why Rashi brought this Gemara in the Dorim on the Pasuk, because what allowed Avraham Avinu to be Mamlech himself over these additional five wild Kaychas was the Bris Mila. And the Bris Mila took him from a place of being meshubid to blind forces to the Seichel directing the traffic. Himlich is a Mori de Kazakh. You know, the Gemara says whenever the Gemara discusses, one of the Amoraim wanted to think about it. What's the Gemara say? Imlach. He thought about it. He weighed the matter. Why? Because that's Malchus. That's my Seichel ruling over my body. So I'm thinking about it. Imlach, where the Gemara says. He thought about it. Why is it called the Lashon of Melech? Because when you think about something, when you access your Seichel, when you use your mind, that's the Malchus. That's ruling over your body. So the reason why Rashi brought down this Gemara in Nidarim, which talks about how a person rules over his body in the Pasuk of Mila, because it's the Mila that triggered it. That's Ner in the Rose, right? But I have to add on something that's life-changing and food for thought. V'daylech hakima b'ramiza. Okay? B'ramiza. I don't always speak b'ramiza. This time I'll speak b'remiz. I saw a Rabbi Kiva Eger in Tshuva Membeis, who brings down from one of the Achreinim an Eilos Afayman astounding Zach. Earlier on the page, in this Gemara in the Dorm, the Gemara says two memories. Gedoyla Mila, She'omole Mila le'niskayim Shemayim v'aretz. If not for Mila, there wouldn't be Shemayim v'aretz. She'nemayim le'bisi yoymon v'loyla. If not for the bris, there wouldn't be the world. Chukei Shemayim v'aretz le'sam. The Gemara brings another memory. Gedoyla Torah, She'omole Torah le'niskayim Shemayim v'aretz. If not for Torah, She'nemayim le'sam pasuk. Im le'bisi Shemayim. There's a bris of Torah. There's a covenant that Torah binds us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a bris milah that binds us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm reading Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chuvas. Lamdash Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger himself is about making a shliach for a bris milah. Then Rabbi Kiva Eger says like this. Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, he asks, the world stands on bris milah or the world stands on Torah? The Gemara says two things. He says the pshat's like this. He says also, why is bris milah called bris yom v'layla? Torah, you learn day and night. Zok there that the bris milah and the bris Torah is one thing. I'll read you Rabbi Kivega's Loshin and Tshuva Membeis. The be'emes, by the way, this yisoid that I'm saying is in the Sfas Emes hundreds of times. It means I saw it myself dozens of times. But I wanted to count, I pressed this morning Eitzah Chochmah, hundreds of times, what I'm going to say. Hundreds of times, I counted hundreds of times. The Yosef Nira, I'm reading Rabbi Kiva Eger in Tshuvas. The Be'emes Milo V'Toyra Shayachim La'adadi, K'moish HaKosov Bo'elo Sefraim. She Milo Chitzaynis Yisiba L'Milo Primis Be'or Las Halev. Halev, the Pasuk says, Maltem Es Or Las Levavchem. Take away the Orla on your hearts. When you take away the physical orla on the makom habris, that takes away the orla on your heart. Kisha'a yamul orlas levavoi, and when you take away the covering of your heart, oz yechadre liboy psuchim lahavin alhaskel, then your heart will be open to no Torah. This is a quote from a Ramban. We spoke about this Elul. The Rabban says on the Pasuk in Ekev, Umaltem is Orlas Levavchem, take away the covering of your heart, says the Rabban, Sheyikonis Bohem Chachma, that Das should go into your heart. Imkei, Mila Mivoi, Mila is an introduction, Lemila Salev, to open your heart, Lahavan Olahaskel Botara Mitzvahs. See, he says the Brisi is one Bris, it's Torah. Just the Bris of the Mila opens up the Bris of Torah. Why? Feed this Marsha, we understand. The Marsha says that until you do the Bris Milah, you're not living a life of Das, you're not living a life of Chochmah. Your heart's blocked. What's it blocked from? It's blocked from Das, it's blocked from Chochmah. Because you're living with your drive. So it doesn't go into your heart as your emotions, right? Your heart is your Ritzainis. Your heart is your desires. Your heart is your drives. And then there's Das, which says, let's do the right thing. But it doesn't go in because it's get blocked. When a person in the Makom HaBris takes away the Orla HaChitzaynis, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and that means, we see from this Marshar, you're injecting Seichel and Das into your life, so then you're also peeling away the Orla which covers your heart, and then your heart opens to Torah. That's Niflamon, no? Im kein mila mevoy le milas halev lahaven ulahaskel b'toyev mitzvahs. There's two bris. There's a bris of Torah and there's a bris of mila. And so now we understand the broader nature of this Rashi in the parasha. Rashi says, result of the mila, you get control of the five senses. You get to remach, you become Adam Shabbat. I'm not saying over Vertel from Levi Yitzchak or from Meilach Biederman. I'm saying over Rashi. Okay? Levi Yitzchak is also good. Meilach Biederman is also good. But it's a Rashi. Fart. What's coming out of the Rashi is, yeah, you get control of your body, and the Seichel dominates all the parts of it. You live a life of meaning, of direction, of Emes, and then you open up the Mayanas of Torah. Because the minute your life, your entire body is connected to Chachma, then the Torah has where to go to. The blockade goes away, the obstacle goes away. That's Ve'yeh Tomim, become a Dover Muslim.